Thanks for joining us. I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States and Britain have strongly condemned the detention of Venezuelan opposition politician Freddy Guevara and called for his immediate release. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters in Washington Tuesday that the United States considers the detention unjust, and it also condemns the, quote, harassment of interim president Juan Guaido. Guaido is an ally of Guevara and the opposition leader, whom the United States considers Venezuela's legitimate leader. Venezuelan prosecutors on Monday announced they had charged Guevara with terrorism and treason after the country's intelligence service arrested him from his car on a Caracas highway. Guaido said Monday that unidentified armed men threatened him when he left his apartment in an effort to assist Guevara on Monday. The incidents took place as the government and opposition prepare for negotiations next month aimed at resolving Venezuela's political crisis, in which Nicolas Maduro and Guaido both claim the Venezuelan presidency after a disputed 2018 election. The death toll in the June 24th partial collapse of the Champlain Towers South in Surfside, Florida, reached 95 on Tuesday, with 85 victims identified. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava told reporters Tuesday that the work of identifying the victims is becoming more difficult with the passage of time. She said 14 people remain unaccounted for. The search for survivors officially ended last Wednesday, nearly 2 weeks after a section of the 12-story building collapsed. No one has been found alive at the site since the day of the collapse. The tragedy at Surfside has prompted the review of other buildings in Miami-Dade County. Two have since been evacuated. One of those is the county courthouse. More on this story is available at our website,